Welcome to the Order of Species for Bastards. Insert clever tagline here. So I was talking to a buddy, and he had an idea. And his idea was, instead of reading this fucking book from start to finish, word for word, because it is wordy and it sucks, I recorded a previous episode 2 on chapter 1, and it was an hour and 20 minutes of me reading and stumbling, and just, it was fucking nuts. He had an idea of trying to do each chapter in 20 minutes. So you know what? Tom, this is for you. I'm going to fucking do it. So, chapter 1, Variation Under Domestication. So it starts off and it's talking about looking at the individuals, the same variety or subvariety of our older cultivated plants, blah, blah, blah. Really, like, it was just a bunch of shit. Chapter 1, you... Fuck it. Fuck chapter 1. That's really... That should be the whole episode. Just fuck chapter 1. It was just... There was a shit ton of pigeons. Like, somebody needs to go through this and read it, like, in normal people words. Maybe that's what I should do. But that would... I couldn't do that as a podcast. I'm trying to decide how the fuck to narrow this down. I don't even know how I would do it. Let's read the summary, because he has a summary of it that's only one paragraph, but this will tell you how the rest of the chapter goes. This is one paragraph. To sum up on the origin of our domestic races of animals and plants, I believe that the conditions of life from their action on the reproductive system are so far of the highest importance of causing variability. I do not believe that variability is an inherent and necessary contingency under all circumstances with all organic beings, as some authors have thought. The effects of variability are modified by various degrees of inheritance and of reversion. Variability is governed by many unknown laws, more especially by that of correlation of growth. Something may be attributed to the direct action of the conditions of life. Something must be attributed to use and disuse. The final result is thus rendered infinitely complex. In some cases, I do not doubt that the intercrossing of species, aboriginally distinct, has played an important part in the origin of our domestic productions. When in any country several domestic breeds have once been established, their occasional intercrossing, with the aid of selection, has, no doubt, largely aided in the formation of new subbreeds. But the importance of the crossing of varieties has, I believe, been greatly exaggerated, both in regard to animals and to those plants which have propagated by seed. In plants which are temporarily propagated by cuttings, buds, etc., the importance of the crossing both of distinct species and of varieties is immense. For the cultivator here quite disregards the extreme variability both of hybrids and mongrels, and the frequent sterility of hybrids. But the cases of plants not propagated by seed are of little importance to us, for their endurance is only temporary. Over all these causes of change, I am convinced that the cumulative action of selection, whether applied methodically and more quickly, or unconsciously and more slowly, but more efficiently, is by far the predominant power. So that just gives you a taste of all the bullshit in this chapter. He talked a shit ton about pigeons. Holy fuck, I was reading it and I was like, what the fuck with these fucking pigeons? Talking about short-faced tumblers and fantails and plowers and puffers or whatever the shit. So, the short version. Just reading. Nothing much else to say. I don't even know if I'm going to publish this episode. This might just be me talking to myself in the closet like usual. Yeah, it was like 40 pages of bullshit. Talking about how, you know, there's dogs. Basically, the whole fucking chapter was just talking about how people can get different breeds or different species of shit, different strains. And then, I shit you not, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, six, seven, eight, nine fucking pages about pigeons. Just fancy pigeons, how the different pigeons look and all that shit. So it was actually had its own subheading on the breeds of the domestic pigeon. It starts, believing that it is always best to study some special group, I have, after deliberation, taken up domestic pigeons. Fuck that. So, not even going to address that anymore. Fucking pigeons is how we're going to address that. So, then he talks about selection. I think this is where he talks about rogue plants and pulling out the bad. And, you know, people are dumb if they let their bad ones breed and they pick their good ones. Yep, that's talks about pigeons some more. Ugh, fucking pigeons. Maybe methodical, blah, blah, blah. Wow, people have been changing stuff for a while. Yeah, chapter one was a bunch of nothing. So it was a bunch of bullshit. So you know what? Maybe we just leave it at that. I'll publish this episode where chapter one is bullshit, and we'll just leave it at a 10-minute episode. Not even that. A 7-minute episode, and we'll just kind of play by ear, see how chapter two goes. All right, so let's wrap this shit up. I've been John Doty, your host of The Origin of Species for Bastards. That is your summary of chapter one. It's fucking bullshit, and the dude had some weird fetish with pigeons. So stick around for chapter two, and we'll see what the fuck happens. Thanks. This has been The Origin of Species for Bastards, part audiobook, part podcast, all for the bastards. I've been your host, John Doty. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter. We're at Origin Bastards there. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe, and tell everybody you know about the show. And thanks again for listening.